Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review, and today's product is the 3 sucking and 7 vibrating sex doll male masturbators for men, newest automatic male masturbator doll pussy ass male, sex toy with Vargin vaginal and anal channel, sustery hands-free adult sex toy, 6.6 pounds from sustery. Okay, so this is another Onahip, also known as a doggy style ass. And what's really cool about this one has a suction tightening mechanism and a vibrator built in. So I have the little panties on because I can't show nudity. Now this basically doesn't leave much to the imagination. You can actually see how puffy the vagina is. Now what's interesting is you can see everything on Amazon, and YouTube doesn't care about Amazon links. You just can't post links to third-party sex toy sites. But they seem to be fine with Amazon, even though Amazon shows all the goods. So if you want to see all the goods, just click on the link. You'll see it. But the vagina is very puffy. The labia is very puffy. But it's got a nice realistic look to it. Now, this is scaled down. This is what I like to call an anime body pillow-sized kind of doll. This isn't life-size, so it's going to be a little bit on the small side. But if you have an anime body pillow, this will pair very well with it. I'll show some pictures on the screen of what that looks like. You basically just have your anime body pillow, and you can take a doll like this and pair it with the pillow, and it'll be scaled down appropriate to the image, and you can use it, you know, like normal. Since, you know, you can have sex with a body pillow, but you're best going to be rubbing your penis against the pillowcase, which doesn't feel like anything. So having a doll to pair with your anime body pillow is essential. Anyway, all right, enough about that. So let me just show you what's going on here. There's no skeleton. You know, in most Onahips don't have a skeleton. The legs aren't posable. They're permanently in this position. Now, the doll is flexible and squishy and floppy, but it's in the doggy style kind of position, which is this, where it's not exactly perpendicular. The legs are a little bit at an acute angle, and that's what it causes the butt and the vagina to be more accessible for doggy style. So that's why the doll is in this position, but the legs are kind of up and flared open to have access. This works great for missionary, cowgirl, doggy style, reverse cowgirl, that sort of thing. What I recommend doing is, instead of, you know, when you're using a fleshlight, usually like holding it like a soda can, and your brain knows you're masturbating. But if you're holding the Onahip by the butt cheeks, you know, if you're doing missionary or cowgirl, hold it by the butt cheeks, and the parts your hands are touching feel like a real person. If you're doing doggy style, you just kind of grab her waist and her ass and just use it like that. So that's the beauty of the Onahip. You can kind of fool your brain into thinking that you're actually having sex and not masturbating. Now, let's talk about what makes this Onahip special, because, you know, there's plenty of doggy style ass Onahips available everywhere. They're not that hard. They're very easy to make. They have realistic textures. I mean, we've pretty much mapped the female vagina pretty well. What makes this one special is what's up here. This is actually removable, but let me show you how to charge it. It comes with a magnetic charger, and it connects, and you see that red light? That tells you it's charging. So that's how you charge it. There's only one button, and what you do is you gotta hold it down till the light comes on. Now, you click once to cycle through the suction modes, and there are 3 suction modes, and then you have to click twice quickly to cycle through the vibration modes. I'm used to having 2 buttons, one for suction, one for vibration, but for whatever reason, like, you click once for suction and click twice. So if you want to cycle through the vibration, you have to click the button twice. Like click, 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 and that's how you cycle through vibration. And to click through the suction, you tight once. Now, it doesn't actually suck. Like, if you ever used a penis pump, it doesn't feel like a penis pump. The suction is used to tighten the insert, so it won't feel like your penis is being sucked into the insert. It'll feel like the insert is tightening, which is actually realistic. It's like a girl who does Kegels, where she like tightens and clamps, like clenches onto your boner. It actually feels really good, but it makes a lot of noise, and I'll show you that. All right, so you can hear the air being pushed out of through here. Now check this out. All right, well, let me turn it to its highest setting. You'll be able to see it. So I'm gonna turn it to the final setting. Now, I'm not touching anything. You you look at the vagina, you can actually see it getting pulled in. Now again, my hands, I'm not touching anything. Let me hold this up to the camera. I might be able to see it easier. Well, maybe, let's see. Yeah, there you go. Now you can see it. See that? That's the vagina tightening and getting pulled in from the suction. Now, you can hear the noise it makes. That noise doesn't sound like sex. It sounds like suction. You know, it's like you're at the dentist. Nobody finds that erotic. Nobody finds the sound of, you know, getting that thing they put in your mouth that sucks out the saliva. Nobody finds that erotic. So, this is the type of toy that you would use wearing headphones, listening to like some type of a porn or a hentai game or your favorite ASMR. You want to have something to block out this noise because this noise is not very erotic. But anyway, that's the suction. And again, the suction doesn't actually suck. What it does is it tightens. It causes the insert to tighten and get pulled in. And the result is it feels good. You know, it tightens on your boner and it feels good as you thrust it in and out of it. But it doesn't feel like a penis pump where it's actually sucking you into it. So don't get things twisted. Now, let's activate the vibrations by double-clicking the button. All right, so it may be hard to hear, but the vibrations are going. I'll just click it again. You can hear the there's like a pattern happening. Again, it may be hard to hear. It's just a bullet vibrator. In fact, here, let me turn this off. Okay, so let me show you how it works. All right, so you can pull the doll open from the top, and you can literally just remove the mechanism. So as you can see, well, there's a bullet vibrator. We can remove that. All right, so there's the bullet vibrator that goes into this pocket. So as you can see, there is that's the insert, and it's connected on the two, like these four ones are not connected, but these two are connected to the doll itself, and those correspond, you see right here, we'll just say north and south, the north and south connection points go through this, and then there's a gap, and that's where those two go. And that's just so like this doesn't turn. It's to keep it oriented. Now if it tears, it's fine. Like I can see this one starting to tear. It's fine. The point is the idea is this shouldn't be like rotating, but it's fine. Anyway, so that's how this toy works. The actual doll itself, it has the insert built into the doggy style ass Ona hip like so, and there's a pocket, and that's where the bullet vibrator goes in, and then this slides over it, and this creates the suction, which pulls the insert up and tightens it, and then inside the pocket, this bullet vibrator, you know, vibrates and shakes around. So that's all this does. So we can put this aside, and we can look at the mechanism itself. So again, I'm gonna turn it on. All right, so you can hear the air. That's all it's doing. It's just sucking the air. Now, obviously, there's no seal happening, so you're not gonna see anything get sucked into it, but that's how this works. It's just creating some suction. Inside the toy, it causes the insert to tighten. Now let's turn on the vibrator. You can see it working. So this is low. And then we'll turn it on. I guess this is like the different patterns. So as you can see, the bullet vibrator does its thing. It's got different. It's got apparently seven different patterns. But in order to but remember, you have to double click the button to change the mode for the vibrator. You have to double click to change the suction. You single click. All right, and then you hold down the button to turn it off. All right, so that's the toy in a nutshell. To clean the toy, you have to clean this like most dolls. Now, normally, The advantage of a handheld toy is you could turn the insert inside out in order to clean it easier. This one doesn't turn inside out. Again, it's connected at two points. And if you break those connections in order to turn it inside out, you're probably going to damage something. So for these types of toys, the way to clean them out is you have to rinse them out, usually with some type of a douche bottle or something like that, and then use a drying rod or a microfiber rag and clean it out, or just practice your pull-out game and don't come in it in the first place. And then you don't have so much cleanup to do. But that's how cleanup works for the toy. This doesn't have to be cleaned up, because this doesn't actually get any fluids on it, because this goes around the insert to provide the suction and the vibration, so you never have to worry about cleaning this up. The only thing you have to clean up is the doll itself, and the doll itself, what I usually do is I rinse out the hole, just, you know, I have like a hose or something, like a little douche bottle with a nozzle, and then I have a microfiber rag that I just kind of stick in there and then pull out, and that usually absorbs the water, and then I have what's called a drying rod. It's basically like a rigid stick that has an absorbent material, and you stick that into sex toys and it absorbs any residual moisture that's in the toy. Alternatively, you can cut down on some of that by using a mineral oil based lube. Now, they don't sell that in stores. You have to go to the dollhouse, but they sell mineral oil based lube called Waifu Goo. And if you use Waifu Goo with a TPE doll, because that's what this is TPE. TPE, you have to clean it out because moisture can cause it to like leak oil. But if you use mineral oil based lube, you don't have to worry about cleaning that out because it'll just get absorbed into the TPE, because the TPE has to be saturated with mineral oil or like petroleum jelly anyway. So it's a mineral oil based lube. You can get it at the dollhouse called Waifu Goo. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. As far as the toy itself, without the suction and the vibration, it's a fairly standard, own a hip, doggy style ass. The vagina feels good. The anal feels good. You know, like, good job. You did it. With the suction, that's really good. The suction's really good. I like how the pussy gets tight. I like how it's not just, because I've reviewed recently an Ona Hip where they just made it tight. Like, it was really tight. And I know this toy is called the Vargin. I think they meant virgin, but they don't know how to spell virgin, so they spelled it Vargin. I don't know. Maybe it's Scandinavian. I'm not sure. The point is this isn't always tight. Like, you can adjust the tightness by using the suction. You can make it tighter, or you can make the tightening variable using the suction settings. So it's not always tight or always not tight, which I really appreciate. Now, the vibrator is kind of weak. I reviewed a doggy style ass recently that had two powerful bullet vibrators built into the toy on both sides of your dick, and that felt great. I really enjoyed that kind of doggy style ass, because you could really feel the vibrations on your dick while you were having sex with the doll. And with this, you really don't feel it. It's just this. Like, it's a pretty small, standard little bullet vibrator. So I would have appreciated, I think what really would have, caused this toy to go over the top is if it had two powerful bullet vibrators on both sides instead of the one small standard bullet vibrator. However, I'm not going to complain too loudly, because this Ona Hip with suction, with vibration, is less than $50, which is kind of amazing. Because these by themselves, with no suction, no vibration, just a block of TPE with a hole in it that you can masturbate with, are usually $50, like, by themselves. So it's like you're buying the Ona Hip and you're getting the suction and the vibration free, which is pretty cool. So even if, like, this breaks and doesn't work anymore, you didn't lose any money, because just the fuckable Ona Hip itself is worth $50. So this is a pretty good deal. Now, again, I'd be willing to pay more for a more powerful bullet vibrator. Like, what I would do is I would, instead of having the pockets, see this, like, little pocket here, have the bullet vibrators built into, either into the device itself, like, have the bullet vibrators mounted on these sides. Like, expand the channels so where there's, like, divots on the sides of the Ona Hip. You can't even see what I'm pointing to. All right. expand the channels, like dig out little channels on the left and right side of the toy right here, like make it wider in this area where my fingers are touching, and then mount the Bolt vibrators directly to this so that when you slide this in place, the Bolt vibrators are resting against the insert. So there, you don't have to put this in like a pocket, because fiddling around with the wire and the pocket is kind of a pain in the butt. If it was just mounted to the toy itself and there were like pockets built into the insert so that this could rest against your dick, then you'd have two powerful Bolt vibrators, you know, with your dick resting against it, and that would feel amazing. Combined with the suction, that would be awesome. And of course, if you can keep the price under $100, that would be mind-blowing. But for under $50, for what this is, with a standard, you know, it, like you could feel it, but it's nothing to write home about type of vibrator, it's fine. Now, the suction is cool. Again, like, well, I don't want to put this back together right now. But you saw with the suction, the vagina, like, tightening and pushing in, which is really cool. So imagine you're having sex with this doll and, you know, her pussy's tightening on your stuff as you're fucking her. It feels really good. So that's worth the price of admission. So if you have an anime body pillow and you want a doll that you can interact with, you could do doggy style, you could do missionary, you could do cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, whatever you want to do, you can do all that with this doll, and her pussy will tighten on your dick like she's like doing Kegels. Or like when a woman's orgasming and like her muscles tighten as she's climaxing, which is always fun, by the way. So anyway, I do recommend this toy, especially at the price. This is a sub $50 Onahip that has suction and vibration. The vibration could be better. And that's really my only criticism. My only criticism is the vibration could be better. But for the price, I think this is very much worth the price as is. And if they were going to increase the vibration and add a second Bolt vibrator, increase the power of the vibrator, they should increase the price to something closer to $75, maybe $80. I still think that would be an amazing deal for an anime body pillow ass like this that had two powerful Bolt vibrators and suction for under $100 would be a good deal. Now, if they can make a life-size version of this that's not anime body pillow size, but actual life-size, that's probably worth $200, $250 easy. So just something to think about, I guess. But for less than $50, this is currently $44.97. For $44.97 with suction, with vibration, this is a smoking deal. But I have no criticism for the toy at the current price point. I do have ideas to improve the toy, but I understand that would significantly increase the cost. So for what you're getting for sub $50, this is probably the best Onahip you're going to get. So it, you know, it has the suction, has the tightening, it has the vibration. It has a nice realistic looking and feeling vagina and anus. It's great. It's great. And you can do all kinds of positions. So if you're in the market for something like this, definitely pick it up. And it's on sale right now. You could even save an additional 5% using the promo code. There's no coupon. You don't have to worry about remembering a code. Just go to the link and you'll see the save 5% coupon directly at the link. And just click redeem. It'll apply the 5%. And it's already really cheap. It's already less than $50. And you'll save an additional 5% on top of that. So if you're in the market for a toy like this, if you have an anime body pillow waifu and you want a doll that will tighten on your dick and vibrate on it, and you can have, you know, missionary or doggy style or cowgirl sex, then this is the toy for you. Another thing these are good for is at your desk. If you like are playing a hentai game or something like that and you want something to have sex with in your lap, this is ideal because it's so light. So a life-size doll is gonna weigh like 50 plus pounds, which is really hard to bounce on your lap while you're playing a hentai game or, you know, a VR thing or anything like that. This weighs less than 10 pounds. This is 6.6 pounds. So this is perfect for bouncing on your lap while you're masturbating to a hentai game or a porn or VR. So these are great toys. Even if you already have a life-size doll, these are good for those times where you just need something light to just use, maybe at your desk, maybe with a body pillow, whatever. And obviously, because these are so small, they're much easier to store out of the way, where you won't have to have any awkward conversations if someone finds it, because it just fits into a nondescript box. You could put this in a shoebox, really, and just put it under your bed or put it in your closet, and no one will find it. So anyway, that's really all I have to say. A strong recommend because of the price. Save an additional 5% on its already amazing price. Get suction and vibration and a good realistic vagina. And I understand I'm wearing, you know, the panties. You can't see it. If you go to the link, you'll be able to see everything. She's letting it all hang out at the link. So I understand I can't show you all her holes now, but go to the link, check out all the images and video, and you'll see everything. And it's an amazing deal. So that's all I have to say. Thank you, Sustery, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code at the link. So you don't have to copy paste anything. Just go to the link. You will see the coupon code directly on the page to save an additional 5%. And I don't know how long that's going to last. I don't know if that's like a limited, it's probably a limited time deal. So if you're thinking about getting this toy, again, it's less than $50. You might want to just pick it up now, save the 5%. You really won't be sorry. And then there you go. And if the deal goes away, hey, you already got it. So everyone wins. All right, that's all I have to say. Oh, you know what I didn't do? I didn't do a spank test. So let's do a little spank test. So we'll put this in the doggy style position. Just give it a little spank. And you can see the doll has a little jiggle to her because she does, you know, she's just a block of TP. So she's got a little jiggle. But you can see her ass. I do like the feel of a TP ass more than a silicone ass. The silicone asses, when they're full of gel, they tend to be too soft. Whereas TPE, it doesn't feel like hard like muscle, but it doesn't feel soft like breasts. It actually feels like a nice firm ass. So the ass feels good. So I do like these toys for that reason. So there you go. Give the ass a little squish and give it a spank. And that's all, you know, there you go. Watch her do a little dance. Just give her a little push. Watch her do a little twerking. There you go, make it shake. Anyway, all right, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Sustry, for sending me this toy. Go to the link, save 5%. It's already less than $50. You have nothing to lose. This is Turtflingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.